And the thighs will survive. They didn't die in church? Fall in the church and die. It happened now and all, right? I really, yes, I was on YouTube, and I think I was listening to a minister who had committed what he was not supposed to commit. And while he was talking on the pulpit, he fell down and died. We're living in serious time.
Yeah.
Now the word of God says is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. This is not time to play the fool.
No.
You know what Saul said? I have played the fool. It's not time to play the fool in the house of God. It's not time to play the fool in serving God. If you're serving God, if God be God, serve God.
Yes.
If Baal be God, then go and serve Baal. Amen?
Yes.
You must choose this day whom you want to serve. You got to make up your mind. Nobody can do that for you. I can't serve God for you. You can't serve God for me. You got to do it for yourself. But I'm just asking a question to all of us here. Suppose you should die right now. I want another piece. I said, somebody, she can answer it to heaven. They were in a meeting, and she was like this. And her face looked so beautiful. I went to go to touch her. The spirit gone. This died, didn't die. Right in, I think, that service. Huh? Well, suppose, you should die today. Suppose you go to bed and never wake up. Is that possible?
Yes, yes.
I had a friend that came from Trinidad. The man spent it. It's a good thing. I don't know if it's a good man. He spent the Sunday night, I think, by me. And he left to go by his brother. And I think the Tuesday, when he went by his brother, it's a good thing he stayed long in that sense, right? The man died in his sleep. He never wake up. Now imagine I would have been home there going, How are you? Man of God, and the man of God and responding, he died in his sleep. Amen?
Yes.
So, just suppose you die now. Or suppose I die, I'm not trying to frighten you. Where will you spend eternity? What will matter then? After you die, what will matter? We brought nothing in this world, are we going to take back?
Nothing.
Oh, praise God. Soon this life will be passed. Only what is done for Christ will last. If there's one thing you and I will not be able to escape, is this thing called death. Do you know that? You know, some people are able to escape from one country to another country. Some people may be able to escape from prison. But if there's one thing you and I will not be able to escape, is this thing you call death.
Yes.
Amen? Now think about this truth. It's biblical. Every day that you're living, you're also dying.
Yes, amen.
So, every day you're living, you're going to your death.
Yeah, one day out of every day.
One day out of every day.
Yes, amen.
Like that.
Yes.
You're going to die.
Yes.
If there's one thing you and I will not be able to escape, do you see it called death? Bar the return of Christ. Let us all be informed. You think if we have the appointment with death, or death have the appointment with us? What do you think? Huh?
Yeah.
We have the appointment with death, or death have the appointment with us?
Yeah.
Death have, because the scripture says it's appointed unto men what? Once to die. And after this is what? What the scripture says? I think it's what it says. It's appointed unto men once to die, but after this is judgment. So all of us will have to stand before God and give account of our lives.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen, Brother Sancha?
Yes,
yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So is death making the appointment with us? So the day death make the appointment with you, and you got to go, is that you got to go.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
I said amen.
Yeah.
Every man who hear a horse and a kibbin?
Yeah.
You hear that story?
Yeah.
You see a horse and kibbin, so you can't keep it up from the house. You can go in the way and a hole. And you know them close horse? close our eyes for money, Mark.
Yes, yes. Yes.
You can't escape it. Yes. Let us all be informed that death has an appointment with us and that we have the appointment with death. You can make an appointment with a doctor and break it.
Yes.
You can make an appointment with a lawyer and break it. You can make an appointment with President Trump if you get that chance.
Yes.
Right? And you can break an appointment. But if there's one appointment you and I will not be able to break, it's the appointment with death. Amen? So just in case. Oh, Pastor. Oh, brother, you know this picture is hard. Okay, I will go through. Suppose like some of them, in some of them Muslim countries, some of them brother think that because they conflict Christ, they lose their head. We ain't going through nothing. Thank God we still have liberty in this country, amen? We could come to church and we could still serve the Lord. That's what the title. Suppose you die right now. Just put up. You can read this in the mind of the people. Suppose you die right now. And they use Hebrews 9:27. Now, what is the thing called death? You're supposed to know it's death. You believe one is even die?
Yes.
Or you live on? You think anybody like the death? I would rather think anybody like to die. Not to be knowledge. People want to live, generally speaking, right? So what do you think it's called death? All my grandparents died. Grandfather, grandmother. My father died, my mother died. All my brothers died and their wives. My mother died. If I had one brother, he and I also died. Amen. In our family, my brother, my eldest brother died, and I had another brother, he died. In my own family. I said, in my own family.
Yes.
One of my son died in my hand. But thank God, he was a baby, so I know he got to be the Lord, amen?
Yes.
He better off.
Yes.
I said, he better off.
Yes.
So, what is it we call debt? The word debt simply means what? Separation. James 2:26 tells us, as the body without the spirit is dead, or the body separates when the spirit is dead. The moment your spirit separates itself from your body, you're considered to be a dead person. Right? So let's face the fact. Should the Lord tarry? And if he got for dead? We got dead. That's how put it. We got dead. Now, dying is not the problem. It's how you die.
Amen.
Whether you die serving the Lord or not serving the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, how many kinds of death does the Bible teach as well? You're supposed to know this. Three kinds of death.
Yes.
And there's spiritual death, what the Bible said. And you are the quickened or made alive or what? Dead in trespasses and sin.
Yes.
There's one kind of death, spiritual death. So if you're not born again, if you're not saved, then spiritually you're dead, right?
Yes.
Then there's physical death. As about James 2:26. For the body without the spirit is dead. Right?
Amen.
Now this physical death. Anytime the spirit is so and exit your spirit and so exit your body, you're a dead person.
Yes.
Then the third kind of death, this is the worst of them all. The third kind of death is what we call eternal death or eternal separation from God. Revelation 21:8 tells us, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all lying will have departed the lake of fire. Amen?
Yes.
So thank God. If you're unsaved, you need to get saved so you can be alive spiritually.
Yes.
Amen? So when the time comes for you to die physically, you can see absent from body presence with the Lord. And absent from the body and go straight to Him. Based on the word of God. Three kinds of death: spiritual, physical, and eternal death. Now, what is the cause of death? Anybody know?
The
Where's the cloud of death? You know what? If there were no sin, there would have been no death. You know what? What do that Bible tells us? The wages of what? Sin is death. Amen? Ezekiel 18:20 tells us the soul of sin, it shall die. So whether we like it or not, young or old, educated or uneducated, beautiful or handsome, it doesn't matter. A day is coming where you're going to die. According to one statistic, 60 million people die every year. 60 million. Every month, 5 million people die. Every week, 1,250,000 people die. Every day that God spares you in your life, 170,800 people die. Every hour, if you were here for an hour, 7,200 people have died. Huh? Every minute, 120 people die. Every minute. And every second, or every time the clock goes tick, approximately 2 persons die. Now, when the clock goes tick again, who will be the next 2 persons? And some people say, not me. Not me. Okay. If God said not you, not you. If God said die, you die. Remember the rich farmer? I'll pull down my barns and I'll build a big one. I'll say that my soul sold out as much good enough for many years. Take my eating, drink. God said, what God said? If this one said, tonight you die. If God said you die, you're fool. You're a fool, man. You're a foolish man. You die. If God said die, you die. And if God said live, you live. Amen?
Yes, yes, yes.
You ain't got control over the life that God has given to you. God got control over that life. Amen?
Yes.
And anytime he wants, you know what Job said? The Lord give and the Lord take it away. Yes. Anytime God wants, he can take your life. You're better live good with God.
Yes.
Amen? Yes. You see, all of you living good with God, generally speaking, we go in and we can go on until God says ready for you. And when God says ready for you, me want to stay wrong in this kind of world we're living in, as it was in the days of Noah. No other time, according to my knowledge, no other time in the history of the world got wickedness like now. Huh? Wickedness. Maybe most of the people who died today were not seriously thinking about death. No wonder the psalmist tells us the number of days that we apply our heart unto wisdom. Number your days. Count your days. Number them. I look at the news I have on my phone. I have what we call breaking news. A 26-year-old man riding his motorbike, and he was to be a, I think he was studying to be a lawyer. Got into an accident, the man died. 26 years. Died. Did you ever stop to think how many days you have to live if you will live to be 70 years of age? 70. How long do you think you can live? So if you have the mathematician now, and they got a calculator, the calculator will tell you exactly. Anyway, I'll save you that problem. If you live to be 70, some people in making 70 with the kind of life they're living, like say where they got drugs and all kind of things, they're smoking and all kind of things, generally speaking, they can't make 70. God's willing. Now you'll just live for 25,550 days. If you live to be 70, then you'll be gone. That brings us to the next question. So if you live for 25,000, now think about it, just if you live to be 70, it's just 25,550 days. That's not amount of time in comparison to eternity. You got your life. I know God gave you life. God give me, I could do it. Who say? Well, you got a choice. You could do what you want to do with your life, yes. But one of these days, you're going to stand before God and then give an account for the life that God gave you.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes. Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Your life and your service.
Yes.
So, brother, sister, I ain't making joke. Oh, I ain't playing the fool with this one life that I don't know if I die, anybody can raise me up like how Lazarus raised from the dead. No, I can't guarantee that.
No.
So, listen, I've got to live one day at a time, sweet Jesus. I don't know about tomorrow. Today, I must do my best. Amen?
Yes, yes, yes.
Don't waste your life away. What happened to a person in here? She dies. I'm talking about death because it's around the place, all over the place. Sri Lanka, right in America. It may be in Guyana, you will see a lady was murdered in Alveston. Did you pick up your news and read that? How many things are happening all over the place? And the point is, we're going to die, but we're going to be prepared for this thing and call it. Amen? Prepare for it. When you die, what happens?
Me, I ain't going to die.
Say who? Say who? I ain't going to die. All right, some of you have told this, this story before, but maybe you don't want it. The man walked through the background. Or rather, a certain man walked through the background cemetery. And he saw one day headboard. He got some headboard on the graves. And the headboard read like this. As I am, so will you be. So prepare yourself to follow me. You might have looked at it.
Yeah.
Like he went to and he had some thoughts yet. Here we come back and add to those words. To follow you, I will not consent until I know which way you went.
Yes. Huh? Make sure, yes.
Make sure. That's right. So praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
All right. Some of us, I don't know if we really believe in heaven and hell. We really believe in heaven and hell?
Yeah.
You really believe in heaven and hell? I believe if you truly believe in heaven and hell, we live, you know, in Guyana, you say Haro, you know the Haro? Something straight, we live straight, straight, straight. But we don't really believe. If while we are living here upon planet Earth, we receive Jesus as our Savior and Lord, and by His help and strength, you are living according to God's word, and I hope everybody in the church is doing that.
Yes,
now,
yes,
by God's help, you know me. I don't water down gospel.
Yes.
There's a straight road, and there's a broad road that leads to destruction. I don't water down this gospel.
Help us,
if you want to please God, you've got to live by the word of God. Amen? That's why I'm totally against two men marrying. What part in the Bible says so? No. But God loves those people. Amen? He loves everybody. He loves the lesbians and he loves the homosexuals. And God could do the miraculous for them. Amen? Deliverance can come to them. But we in the church have to lift the standard how it's supposed to be. Holiness without which? Come on!
Yes.
No man gonna see the Lord.
Amen.
Some people want to live anyhow, and they want to approve their living. Huh? They want to live in fornication. Say yes, yes. The Lord bless you. Bring your tithes and offering, right? Keep your tithes and offering. No one you take now. Liberate for us. Amen.
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 Amen. Lord of mercy.
Hallelujah. Want to live in adultery because you're rich or something like that. But I said, come, brother, come, you know? Not here. You don't come and do that here. You got to live straight. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Amen. You got to do that which is pleasing in the sight of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah! Yeah. So if while we're living upon planet Earth, we receive Christ as our Savior and Lord, and we're living according to God's word, what happens to us when we die? When you pull your last breath. I tell you something is happening. Sometimes I get overwhelmed with what happened. A poor girl, a girl walking on the road. What was she? I think she was just 22. And a stray bullet hit this girl. And like she was doing well, academically. A stray bullet, I think, hit the girl and killed her. Every day you see the news. New Jersey? Go. Kill the girl. Now the Bible was in the story that mistake by for some gang member. Kill the man. It was a boy, right?
Yeah.
The one that caught my attention, your wickedness consort. 24-year-old man went into 88-year old woman house,
yes,
rape ship.
Yes.
And stole from ship. Is he mad or got demons? Huh? Why you two? And they look more like demon. People in the right sense can do something like that. It's gonna be a great grandmother problem. Huh? Happening to people of town, huh? So thank God when we live for the Lord. I know some people say, I'm a Christian. I ain't telling you that the Christian life is a bed of roses. I'm not saying that. To live for the Lord Jesus, something I give up a lot of things. If any man gonna come after me, let them do what? Deny himself, take up his cross, and what? Follow me.
Yes.
I'm not telling you that when you decide to live to please God and work to please God, it'll always be easy. Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You want to please God? You want to do your bowing down to an idol? Fire for you. Amen? Throw them in the fire. But who deliver them from the fiery furnace? See something? God don't take you out of the furnace. But he passed you through because you got a lot of things that can be burnt off. Amen? A lot of situation in your life. Come through the fire with all through the blood, yes. Don't happen. Thank God.
Yes.
When the time comes for us to die,
yes,
we can say with assurance,
absent
from the body.
Present with the Lord.
Come on, help me. Absent from the body.
Present with the Lord.
Hallelujah. The Bible describes heaven. That is the place we are supposed to be going. Heaven, according to the Bible, is a high, holy place. It's a place where we will not have need of light. For the glory or light of our Lord will bright up heaven. It will be the most beautiful place, I believe, that I will ever behold. Thank God this world is not our home. We're just a passing through.
Yeah,
if in this world we have hope, what the apostle tells us, if in this world we have hope, we are all men, but most miserable. I may not have this, I may not have that, but if I got God, if I'm living to please God and working, I got everything!
Yes.
If God benefit me in this life,
yes,
and the life to come.
Yes.
We've been in both sides, in this life and the life to come.
Hallelujah.
But the most important one is the life to come.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Yes, yes.
We are a people of hope. We're looking for a city whose builder and maker is the Almighty God. Amen?
Yes.
We're just up here pilgrims. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So Jesus our Lord, now this place will be a place of perfect government. No corrupt government. Perfect provision, perfect sinlessness, perfect communion, perfect possession, perfect glory, perfect satisfaction, perfect peace and peace and perfect joy. It will be a place of mansion, temple where street will be of gold, of rivers and musical instruments. It will be a place of no hunger nor thirst, a place of no sorrow, pain, nor death. No more pain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No more sorrow.
Hallelujah.
No more death. It will be a place of perfect knowledge, rest, joy, service, and a place of stability. That is a place where a joy, peace, health, and true happiness will be forever. Most important, God will be there. His angels will be there.
Hallelujah.
The saints of God will be there forever. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
no wonder the songwriter wrote, just one glimpse of him in glory. Will what? Muhammad, you know, Muhammad is a prophet, right? I think he was prophet through Damascus. Damascus, I think it was a beautiful place at that time. And somebody asked, he can stay here. And he said, can't want to heaven, one didn't want to come. So he passed through Damascus. And we know the truth, right? And that's all. Some people give up Christ. Like, what these people, where do you know your Bible? They give up Jesus for anything. They give up Jesus like Judas for 30 pieces of silver. Right? Huh? They give up Jesus for Demas has forsaken me having what? Love this present evil world. Give up Jesus for this war. Give up Jesus for the dance and for whatever. And drugs and alcohol and whatever. I gotta be a madman to do that. Why should I want to do that? After I know what lies ahead of me, I might go through my, they might call me out kind of name. Let a talk, they hinder me and hindering me. And so I'm God and listen to nobody.
Yes.
I care what you say about me. I don't care what you say about me or what you don't say.
I want to know when I die, go to meet my Lord.
Yes, yes.
Now what will happen? What will happen to those people who did not receive Christ as their Lord and Savior and were not living according to the Bible? Or those people who received Christ as the Lord and Savior and me, I turn like Demas. I'm going back. What happened to you? Huh? What happened to you? Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present evil world. According to the Bible, when they die, they will go to hell.
Yes.
And hell, according to the Bible, is described, hell, according to the Bible, is a place of fire. Now think about fire. Any of you were ever born? One and two times, you know, somebody get a little born in your hand, whatever. And that thing. And if you want to throw hot water on it, you're sinking deeper, right?
Yes.
So it's a place of fire. And imagine in that fire, you'll be given, I believe, a body that you'll be able to bear the fire. And not for 1 day, 2 day, 10 months, 10 years, 20, a billion years. Forever and ever, you'll be in that place of fire.
Yes.
You still want to go there? You still want to go there? Now, if you want to go there, that's your, God will send nobody to hell, you know. In the general sense, you send yourself to hell.
Yes.
God, you love you, you can't be God, and not willing then should perish, but also come to what?
Repentance.
Repentance, that's right. Fire! You'll be there for how long? Ever. Torment! You know, torment is what? Pain! There'll be torment, pain, sorrow, I believe, and punishment forever. It's a place of regret. You think anybody in hell glad that they're in hell? Regret, this place of prayer, knowledge, a place where one will be able to see, hear, speak, and feel. It's a place where men are conscious of life on earth, but cannot visit earth to warn men of its real torments. And if a person died and go to hell, it would have been better if that person was not born. For what shall the prophet of man if you want? I don't know if people, I don't know what happened to people now these days. They're watching with Trump people and serving God like they're serving like God in existence. Like they got heaven, they got hell, you know, they live anyhow and then what they really have people are insane? They're mad? You're stupid? This is serious business we are in, brethren. Life is very uncertain, no matter what part of the world you go. Do you know that we could come out of this chart door the next thing you know, somebody shoot us and kill us?
Amen.
They could come in the church house and do that.
Amen.
So me, brother, sister, I live in one day at a time. Every moment I want to live for the Lord. So where did death come? Absent from the body. Don't take your Christianity lightly. Take it very seriously.
Yes.
Amen. I prefer to keep my mouth shut than say something that I shouldn't say. And don't make it to heaven. Huh? But some people can't, you know, the devil so tempus, and the flesh so
yes,
tempus, so we can't keep him out shut. We're supposed to keep him out shut. Keep him out shut. You know what the Bible said? Every idle word men shall speak, we'll have to give him a conflict.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Now, is there any gain in dying?
Save.
What do you think? Is there any gain? Do you gain in... I used to be a businessman, right? I know, listen. When you're selling and when you're working a business, you work for profit, right? You don't want to lose nothing. Let me like Sister Barbara, you know, the brethren come and they take a lot. Now, I have some of them too. Brethren come and trust on me. Up to now, they pay me, but I forgive them. Let them have it. So, but when you're doing business, I know a little about business. When you're doing business, you do business for gain, not loss. And you can't make it. Right? Now, is there any gain when a person dies? According to the Bible, the answer is yes or no. Now, how yes or no? Who gain at death? Who gain at death? All those people who have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior were living according to God's word. Who don't gain at death? All those people have never accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. They were not living according to God's word. And the Lord to show us actually what happened at death. Lift the curtains, right?
And he shows us what happened. In Luke chapter 16, reading from verse 19, he tells us, there was a certain rich man who dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury. He lived how? In luxury every day. Now, when a man is rich, I'm not against people being rich. If God bless me and work hard and get rich, I got no problem with them. Amen? But the man was rich. Now, maybe being a rich man, he had the best piece of land, best house, best means of transportation, the best food to eat, and everything to think about. The Bible tells us clearly. There was a rich man, and he was rich, who was dressed in purple and fine linen, and living luxury. Every single day, living luxury.
Yes.
Amen? Now, yes. God bless you. God, whatever days off, then you ain't got no problem. My problem is this. Are you serving God or not? Amen? Are you living to please God and work to please God? Verse 20, at his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sore. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In hell, he lifted up in hell where he was in torment or in pain. He looked up and saw Lazarus far away. Sorry, he saw Abraham far away with Lazarus at his side. Here Jesus, our Lord, lift the curtain and show us what happened at one time when people died. I think according to one commentator, the Pharisees believe that if you're blessed, you have this, you have that, oh, you have the blessings of God. Well, amongst that, right? And if you're poor, you got nothing. You know, like, you won't got the blessing, the favor of God. So Jesus now told this parable to correct that view. You know, that's what people call it prosper. Now, if God bless you, I mean, consider with God. As long as you live to please God and work to please God, I mean, got no problem with you. But they believe, like some of them believe, you call them the prosperity preacher. Once you're saved, you're supposed to get this and get that and whatever. And so on, so on, so on, so on. Who said so? I know God will supply your needs, right? But the Bible never said God will make your bill. As a man, how your bill? You need it. Our Father owns it all. Amen?
Yes.
Our Heavenly Father owns it all.
Yes, yes.
Who gain and who lose in this story? According to the Bible, Lazarus gain and the rich man lose.
Yes.
Who was Lazarus? Lazarus was a materially poor child of God. According to the Bible, he was so poor that he was willing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. He was not only poor, but he was also sick. In the eyes of society, he would have been considered a failure. He did not have very much in this world, but thank God he had God. Amen? I said he had God. He was a child of God.
Yes.
He was serving God, and because of this, he would gain in the life to come.
Amen?
Amen? Time came. Some of us, you know, some of us that are ministers, we choose the ministry and all of the brings it with it. I could have been a businessman, maybe I could have gone big in business. But I'm not interested. I'm interested in what God wants me to do.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes, yes.
What Paul also said after he got saved, Lord, what will thou have me to do? Not what
yes.
I want to do.
What
because if I now said I gotta stand before God to give an account.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. According to the Bible, what did he gain? When the beggar died, angels came and carried him to Abraham's side. According to the Bible, he's presently in heaven. And what has he gained in heaven? Access to the very presence of God. How many of you like to go and see God? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall. Now, there's only two ways you can see God. Face to face, or you can go in the presence of God. By death or rapture, which one do you choose? Anybody want to die if you don't see God? All right. Oh, praise the Lord. The very Prince of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But here Lazarus was. He gained perfect provision. That
yes.
means he will never experience hunger and thirst anymore, I believe.
Amen.
Maybe as a beggar, on many occasions he was hungry and thirsty, but now he would be fully satisfied.
Amen.
He's gained perfect health. Never again too, will he experience sickness, pain, or sorrow. He have gained immense wealth, for he will have a mansion, and heaven will be so rich, the streets will be of gold. He will gain immortality. That is, he will be given a body like the resurrected body of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will gain perfect sinlessness, perfect love, joy, peace, knowledge, rest, and satisfaction forever. And when heaven comes to earth, Lazarus will be there. As companions, he will gain the companionship of God, the angels, and the saints of God. No wonder the songwriter wrote, if you miss heaven, you miss it all. One generation, just one what? Glimpse of him in glory. Will all the toils of life appear. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Brother, sister, we got the hope. I know sometimes things are rough with us. Things don't be rough with you sometimes.
Amen.
Tough, rough and tough. The devil tries to talk to you, they say, what? So here we did, I'll come to you. Before you didn't serve the Lord, look how much you got. Now you're serving the Lord, you're hardly getting anything. You say, hold it, Satan! Jesus said, don't leave treasure upon earth. We have moth and rot that corrupt on it, but they will leave treasure where? In heaven. That doesn't mean say God won't take care of you while you're here. He will take care of you. Amen? Because he redeemed us from the course of the law, which is sin, sickness, and poverty. I'm not saying become a millionaire, but he will take care of you. You can get food to eat.
You can become a billionaire too.
You can become a billionaire too. Right? You can become a billionaire too. But that is not where our treasure is. For where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. We want to put our minds and our heart and material things. No, we are going to heaven. We are going there when we die. So thank God, brethren. Brother, sister, all of us who are going through some rough time. And during our lifetime, we give our spirit, our soul, our body. We did what we could have done for the Lord.
Yes.
God is not unjust to forget your labor of love. God will reward you. Amen? Amen? So when the rich young ruler came to the Lord and the Lord told him what he must do to have eternal life, he went away sad because he didn't want to do what the Lord told him to do. Peter, you know, Peter was the spokesman for them, right? Lord, we have left all and followed thee. In other words, what would he get? The Lord said, any man who left father, mother, and he mentioned a set of things. Huh? What the Lord said, he's going to be what? In this life, you'll have 100-fold. And the life to come, eternal life. God will bless you in this life and the life to come. But you must be willing to put God first in your life. Seek ye what? First the kingdom of God. You think anybody can, after you know, well, because I got a little knowledge, anybody can talk me to don't live for the Lord. Then got a person here. That young barn yet. I know heaven, I know but hell. I know what will happen if I don't serve God. And you want to tell me, don't serve the Lord? No wonder Joshua says, for me and my help, we can serve the Lord. What Bible says, walk with your what? Own salvation. With fear and trembling. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Jesus.
So that is for the believers. Some of you might be going through a rough time now, but look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Looking on to who? Not to nobody. I'm not on them preaching to them now. You're saying looking on to Jesus. The author and finisher of our faith. Now what happened to those people who wanted the rich man now? So the rich man died and the poor man died. When he died, he went to this place called hell. Amen. He went. The rich man died and he was buried. When Lazarus died, angels came and took him, right? He was buried. He went to a place called the abode of the wicked dead. From there, he'll go to a place called hell. And he'll be there forever and ever, right? There's a teaching on hell, right? The five compartments of hell. There's five compartments. So now, while he lifted up his eyes, he saw, is he going to see? Some people say, when I dead, I done. You're dead, you're done. The man going to see after he died, right? He saw Abraham. And he said, Lazarus, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to be dipped, sipping a finger in water and cool my tongue for him. What? Tormented this flame. Huh? The Lord said, Abraham said, not so. You're like, they receive a good thing like with Lazarus. So to speak, he had it rough. And right now, you might be looking at some individuals. He ain't even serving God. He ain't even serving God. Look what they got and look what they got. Do they have God? Are they living to please God and work, which is the greatest thing in this world? Anything else is better than that?
No.
But we envy them.
No.
You must not envy the ungodly.
No.
Because you see what if they don't accept Christ, how they're going to end up? Huh? Make a fire. So,
He saw, I Abraham said, not so. And besides, between you, there's a gold fix. When he realized, I can imagine him there in pain, punishment, possibly pain, and he was crying out. I can imagine from there, he'd been thrown in a lake of fire, place of pain and fire, and where the worms died not. And the fire is not what quench. There he end up. Why? Because he was rich? No. Because maybe he's educated? No. He end up there because he wasn't serving God.
Yes.
That's why he
yes,
ended up here.
Yes,
amen?
Yes.
And any one of us in here, rich or poor, educated or uneducated, if we don't serve God and serve Him faithfully too, mm-hmm. and serve Him the right way.
Spirit and in truth, yes.
Spirit and in truth. We're making it. Oh. In many churches today, go and check them out. See if them people really serving God. They got water, like dance hall, right? They get the church become a dance hall. That one. Everyone got to work with them. But they want to make the church, though. Then check out some of them, how they live, the young people. Like some of them in fornication, all kind of thing. Because once you get in the spirit, once the spirit of this world is around the possibility, and those things come upon you, you're in for. You're in trouble. That's why the Bible said what? Narrow is the way that what? Leads to life eternal. Don't lower your standard.
No.
I said, don't lower your standard. Holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. If they come, they gotta come with the intention to live a life to please God and work to please God. So this man could have seen. He could have heard. And he could have feel because he's in torment pain. What did you lose, rich man? You lose heaven with all its blessing. What will profit the man if he what? And lose his own soul. We that are serving God, brother, you might not everything while the other people got. But listen. You got something that the world can't give, the world can't take it away. You got salvation, amen?
Yeah.
You got satisfaction. You got the joy of the Lord. You got peace. And you have a hope beyond the graves.
Yeah. Yes.
Absent
yes,
from
yes.
the body. Present with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen? Amen? After you realize there was no help for him, the man became an intercessor, so to speak. Send him back to my father's house. He become missionary minded now. Half five men. Let them tell them that they come into this place of torment. Then no, they have Moses and the prophet. Let them hear them.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So, brother, sister, this is a warning to us. Amen. Don't play the fool with your Christianity. Don't play the fool with your salvation. You know, Joseph Nile sing a song like this. If religion was a thing, I guess he talking about salvation. That money could buy, the rich will live and the poor will die. But thank God anybody could come. Whosoever will may come. Amen?
Amen.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever should believe in him should not what? Perish with everlasting life. Everybody can come.
Yes.
Because God loves us all. Now, don't die and lose your soul. Or lose your spirit and soul. Don't die and go to hell. If you die and go to hell, you are to be responsible for that. Amen? Nothing. I tell you as it is. Let's pray this time. Praise God. With every head bowed and every head closed, we're saying, Pastor, after hearing this message, I want to ensure that when I die, I go to heaven and not hell. I want to ensure that I'm saved.
Amen.
If you want to. With every head bowed and every head closed, just repeat this prayer. Not to me. Say it after me. And let the Lord, if you're not sure where you're going, if you're not saved, repeat this prayer after me. Maybe you've been coming to church, but you're not really saved. Repeat this prayer after me. Say it to the Lord and be saved. So when the time comes for you to depart this life, you'll be able to say what? Absent from the body, what?
Present
with
the Lord.
Dear God.
Dear God.
We realize that we are sinners.
We are sinners.
We are sorry for living a life of sin.
We're sorry for living a life of sin.
And repent of our sins.
Repent of our
In your Son Jesus' name.
In
through the help of your Holy Spirit. We believe that Jesus came and died for us. That he was buried. And on the third day, he arose again from the dead. We believe this with our hearts. We confess with our mouth. And Lord Jesus, we receive you as Savior and Lord, and confess your Lordship. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Now, if you're a Christian and you've not been living as you're supposed to live, brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you. The Lord, I haven't been living as supposed to. I don't want to miss heaven. Because if I miss heaven, I miss it all. I want to ensure my heart is right with God. You know the talk to God? Talk to him. Say, Lord, I'm sorry for the wrong that I have done, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. I confess my sins to you. Help me to walk in the narrow way that leads to life eternal. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just praise him. Glorify him. Talk to him. You know him. You that know him. Love him and serve him. Do what you can do for him now while you have life. Night cometh, then no man can walk. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I want to ask anyone to stand. Praise God. And I want to ask the worshipers to come. As we're going to be worshiping the Lord and believing God to minister to us. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Men, remember that we are reaching after we finish service here today. Praise God, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Praise God, praise God. What a day that will be. When my Jesus I can see, when I look upon his face, oh man who saved me by his grace, then you'll take me by the hand and lead me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be. When my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, no man will say me by his grace, then you'll take me by the hand and lead me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Oh Father, help us in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us to live to please you and work to please you while we have life, Lord. One of these days coming, Lord, and we will die, Lord. We'll have to stand before you and give an account for our lives, oh God. So, Father God, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. While we have life, we praise and worship you, adore you, and glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us labor for the Master from the mountain setting sun. Let us talk about his wondrous love and care. And when all of life is over, and all work on earth is done, and the world is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the road is called up yonder, when the road is gone up yonder, when the road is gone up yonder, when the road
the road is caught up yonder, I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all His wonders, God and care. Then when all of life is over, our work on earth is done, and the Holy Spirit up yonder, I'll be there. When the road is gone up yonder, 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 I'll be there.
And God, children, God don't want to fear death. When death comes, it would appear just thing. Oh, glory, where is your victory? God wants us to be assured that when the time comes for us to depart this life, we'll know beyond a shadow of any doubt to be absent from the body as we be present with the Lord. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Treasures are enough. Somewhere beyond the blue, angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't be at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. Heaven is not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me, from my hands open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I have a loving Savior, yes, forever and forever. I don't expect to stop until I shake his hand. He's waiting up for me from heaven, open door. And I can't be at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you.
The sun is shining across to favor, and we'll never be unhappy again. Praise God. Lord, we worship you, Lord. My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior, I found. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, it is now. I love thee because thou hast loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for Mary, the dawn on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus is now. I will love thee in life, dear Lord. I will love thee in death. And praise thee and love thee. Heavenly breath and saving the dead, like the Lord, my throne. Jesus is now. I will love in life, dear Lord. I will love thee in death and praise thee as love thou lest. And saving the dead, that's all on my ground. If ever I love thee, my Jesus. Is now. If ever I love thee, my Jesus is now. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. To me, he is so wonderful. to me. He is so wonderful to me. He is so wonderful because He first loved me. Lord, send the revival. Lord, send the revival. Lord, send the revival and start a work in me. Cause He lives, I can face tomorrow because He lives. It's not long because I know He holds my future. My life is mine, my religion, because He heals a blind man, walk on the water, and He raised up Jairus' daughter. He put their life back all together. We need Jesus now more than ever. Jesus now more than ever. We are sailing in stormy weather. All God's children should get together. For we need Jesus now more than ever. Well, in the book of Revelation, tells about the tribulation we are heading in that direction. Only Jesus' blood can give us protection. Jesus now, more than ever, we are sailing in stormy weather. All of our children should get together. For we need Jesus now more than ever. Jesus now more than ever. We are sailing in stormy weather. All God's children should get together. For we need Jesus now more than ever.
We need you, Lord.
Yes, oh, we need you, Lord. We need you, we need you, we need you. Praise God.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. How we need you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee, every hour I need Thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to
take one more time.
I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. It's all about you. Like the apostles said it to God, for me to live is Christ.
To die is gain.
Help us every moment of our lives, O God. That we'll always purpose in our heart to live a life that is pleasing to you, Lord. To live to please you and work to please you, Lord. So if the time comes for us to die, or if the rapture comes, we'll say absent from the body. We'll go to be the Lord. We die absent from the body, friends with the Lord. Or we'll go to be with the Lord.
Yes, Lord, in the name
of God,
Jesus.
Touch each one of us. Help us to become very
yes,
serious,
Lord.
O God.
Hallelujah.
Conscious, O God.
Lord,
of death,
Jesus.
Heaven, and hell.
Yes,
commit
Lord,
our lives
hallelujah,
into your hands.
Hallelujah.
O God, in Jesus' name, Father God. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's ask Pastor Mark to dismiss it.
Father, today, we are thankful to you.